Blog Talk Radio. Listen, man, some people can't do it. They can't help themselves. Something comes over them, And they feel like, well, listen, if you didn't have, if you didn't give me a reason to be suspicious, then I wouldn't have to do it. So they'll put it all on you. They will put it all on you. Is it fair? Probably not. Is it right? I don't think so. Is it justified? To some people, it absolutely 100% is. They look at it like, well, look, you act, you've been acting shady. So I needed to find out. I needed to find out for my own sanity. I needed to find out for my own health. Because if you're out there messing around with somebody else, then you are a health issue for me, and I need to know. I know I asked you 100 times and you told me no, but I don't know if I believe you. I'm not sure if you have enough integrity for me to believe you. Yeah, I know that you are available to me and accessible to me and all other things. I mean, you know, whenever I need you, but that don't mean nothing. That just might mean that you are a professional or an expert cheater, and I need to know what's going on. So I just need you to turn your phone over to me unannounced, unpracticed, and let me go through it and find out what I need to find out. And if I don't find anything, then I know that we good money. We good to go. But I might need to do this randomly, like once a month. You know, no big thing. Like I said, unannounced, with no provocation. Just once a month, I need to go through your phone and find out, you know, exactly what you're doing and find out exactly who you are versus who you say and display what you are and who you are. That's all. No, I'm not insecure. I'm just trying to look out for myself. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? Look, you can have my phone. You can have my phone. You can go all through it. I just want to be able to do the same thing to you. I don't see what the problem is. That way, that'll help our love to grow. That'll help us to build a bond that's stronger. That'll help us to come together, be together, and know that we are there for each other, me and you, against the world, a man, a boy, a woman, a girl. What's the problem? Most people are not even going to come like that. What they're going to do is they're just going to go behind your back. You know, if you can't leave somebody alone with your stuff, the honest truth is that they can't be trusted. What's the difference between somebody going through your phone without you knowing and somebody stealing money from you without you knowing? Either way, something that belonged to you has been taken away from you and somebody feels like they have had the right to do it. Well, you know, you got a bunch of money or whatever. You ain't doing nothing with it. You be wasting your money, so I don't see what the problem is that I took a couple of $100s. All that money you make, you ain't going to miss no couple of $100s. What's the difference between that and so what? You know, if you don't have nothing to hide in your phone, then you shouldn't mind me going through it. If you're not texting nobody, you ain't got no business texting to. If you're not talking to nobody, you ain't got no business talking to. If you're not sliding nobody DMs or whatever and they not sliding yours, then it shouldn't be a problem. Manipulative people will put it all on you. They'll put it all on you. If you ain't doing nothing wrong, then you shouldn't have anything to worry about. Okay, so if you really aren't doing anything wrong, then you should be exonerated of all culpability. So now, there has to be somebody wrong in the situation since you haven't done anything wrong. You are 100% clean. You are 100% exclusive. You have told 100% of the truth. So this person has violated you and gone through all through your stuff to find out and to be sure that you haven't done anything wrong and you have been found to be not guilty. Now, there has to be a guilty party because somebody has violated your rights. If the police come to your residence and they don't have a search warrant and they search your home and they find all kinds of weapons and drugs and whatever, they can't use that evidence because they didn't have a damn warrant. They're gonna have to throw that case right on out. And if they come to your house and search your house and they don't find anything, boy, are they in trouble. You didn't have a warrant. You barely had any reason to suspect that there was anything illegal going on besides the testimony, or not even the testimony, the account, because it's not a testimony until you take the stand. It's not a testimony until you actually go to court. Before then, it's just an account. This is somebody who said that somebody did something wrong. So you went to their house, you searched, you looked under stuff and all of that. You ain't have no search warrant. How do you get multiple police officers to participate in a search with no warrant, knowing that all of them going to bite the bullet over that? They may not get fired, but that department is going to be in mad trouble. Somebody is about to go to court. They're going to go through litigation, and boy, is a lot of money going to be made. Only one way. What's going on? Let me shout out to my peoples. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? Mi friend, mi favorita. Always glad to really, really see you. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see me some you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Queen Monica is all in the house. It's good to see you. I appreciate you coming now. And wait, that might be it. All right, we can stop right there. I hope y'all feeling good, man. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. So we talking about to snoop or not to snoop. Not too many people will admit to snoop being a snooper. Not too many people. I didn't say nobody will admit to it, because I absolutely known people who have admitted to being a snooper. But a lot of people don't like to admit that because they know that's a trust issue. Regardless of the reasons that you had for snooping, the truth of the matter is people can't leave you alone in their home without you. Oh, how about this one? People who go over other people's houses and look in their medicine cabinet. They go to the bathroom and they all up in the medicine cabinet trying to see, like, what are you trying to see when you go in somebody's medicine cabinet? Well, there could be a variety of things. There could be a lot of things that you may find circumstantial evidence about, like, oh, look, he said that he's single, but look, he got extra toothbrushes in here, and they not in the pack. So that means that somebody over here, you know, this has to be a woman's toothbrush. A nigga like me use like 3 toothbrushes, and I rotate them. So now I didn't have to use myself as an example, but I know that these kinds of scenarios exist because I have been questioned in the past about them. Like, well, who's toothbrushes? Medications that people might be on. People look for things in people's medicine cabinets. Oh, look. Such and such must have had some, they had hemorrhoids. There's some preparation H in there. Ooh. Oh, look. Forget about the preparation H. There's some anal ease in there. You know what anal ease is for people who have anal sex, it's lubrication. So you know what I mean? So you can slide in the dookie hole, you know, without as much, Now, why somebody would keep that in their medicine cabinet, I don't know. But you ain't had no business knowing about it anyway, because that's not your house. Why are you going in their medicine cabinet? Did you need a Band-Aid? Did you cut yourself and need some antiseptic? You need some peroxide, some alcohol. What are you opening up somebody's medicine cabinet for? What are you doing? People do it. Random strangers. You go to a party at somebody's house, or get together at somebody's house, and you all up in they damn medicine cabinet. That's some ill stuff. But it just goes to show that you're not the type of person that should be left alone. Because if you're a snooper, and this is just my opinion, y'all can straighten me out on this if y'all want to. It's my opinion that if you will look through somebody's things, then you will steal somebody's things too. Why not? Why wouldn't you? What if you snoop and find something that you like? Well, nobody saw you snoop, so nobody knows you're there, right? So if it's not a situation where you're the only one in the place that could be blamed for it, then you might just take a chance. You might just take a shot. You already are the type that will take a look. Who's to say that you won't take a look and take a shot? I think that you'll take a shot. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we are talking about to snoop or not to snoop. Are you a snooper? Do you go through people's drawers? Are you a snooper? Somebody, if your man or your woman leaves their phone open, no PIN number, do you start salivating like a dog? I just got to go through these text messages. I got to find out who's texting who. A lot of women, let me straighten this out. Because I'm saying like it's just a woman thing, and it's not. It's even dirtier when a man does it because, like, men are not supposed to have the same insecurities that a woman does. When a man is insecure, we normally call it jealousy. With a woman, we'll call it insecurity. But with a man, we'll straight call it jealousy. But he's insecure also. He don't think that whatever he is providing for his woman is good enough to keep her faithful. And it may not be, even if it's a lot, even if it's sufficient. You can't stop nobody from doing whatever it is that they're going to do if they're the type of person that does that. If that's the thing that drives them, motivates them, and fuels them to do whatever, then they're going to do it. There's nothing you can do. The question is, can you handle it? Is it something that's actually getting in the way for you? Because with a person who snoops, it's not about whether they have had a reason to snoop. It's in their nature to do it. They do this. They do this. This is what they do, baby. Stacey White said, I can't help it. I can't help it if I'm gifted. You're doing something you're not supposed to. If you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, God's showing me in a dream. My intuition is for my protection. Okay, what does that mean? So your intuition tells you that somebody is, I don't know, cheating on you, lying to you, cheating you, stealing from you, whatever. What's the next move? Does that compel you to go find out and put your stamp on it for sure? Or are you just good with the intuition? I don't know, but I'm asking. Cal Chamberlain says, I only snoop on Christmas and my birthday. I want to see what I'm getting. You know, I ain't even going to hate on that. I ain't even going to hate on that. I'm going to find something else to hate on. But that, no. But everybody who knows me knows I don't like surprises anyway. I want to see it coming. That way I can make sure that you get it in the right size, color, and all that kind of stuff. Don't surprise me with shit. Normally, people who surprise me get surprised. Like, but that's just me. Some people pull it off pretty successfully. But normally, it's like, yeah, you probably should have asked. Yeah. Oh, well. Narciso says, everybody sing along. If you don't know me by now, you will never ever know me. Ooh. 10 young years. We've been through. All right. Anyway, Wait. Carol Timberley says, "Oh, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do." Okay, T.K. Wright says, "I hear you, Carol. I'll keep my eye on the door for you." You know what? I can't. Carol says, "If you go looking for something, you will find something." I'm just saying that's true, but you can't tell the snooper that. They like you trying to oversimplify it. The reason I'm gonna find something is because something is there. T.K. Wright says, "I don't snoop. The thought of it makes me anxious. I want to trust my person, and I don't want to find something that will hurt my feelings." It's funny because a lot of people might say to you, like, "So you just willing to let somebody play you, huh?" Different strokes, different folks. The thing is, the snooper can never get comfortable. That's what is not being said. People who snoop are never comfortable. You can't make them comfortable because they are always concentrating on waiting for the next shoe to drop. Then they're not looking to be comfortable. They think that dysfunctionality is all that there is out there. They don't think that people are capable of true fidelity, loyalty, faithfulness, love, trust, honor. They don't think that people are capable of that, no matter what they display, or regardless of how much is proven to the contrary or in confirmation. Stacey White says, "That person can go through my phone, especially if they don't have me on their Facebook page, and they can go all through my Facebook page." Truth. Okay. Carol Chamberlain said, "If I have to snoop, then you are not the person for me. I need to trust you." Sounds good to me. Carol also says, "I was just about to say that, oh. That will get you put out quickly. I tell you, man, people be going through. What you should do is booby trap your medicine cabinet. Booby trap that jaw. Like, so when they open it, like, you know, attach like a staple like some bells or something to the door. So when they open it, the bells ring or whatever. And when they try to close it, then it's going to be hard. You're going to hear all this cling, cling, cling. Like, oh, somebody upstairs in my medicine cabinet. Why not? Booby trap that joint. Just for laughs, just for kicks. Booby trap some bells or some bells. And they open that joint. Cling, 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 cling. Oh shit. And they already gonna be scared. They try to close the bitch, but they gotta like make it so the bells are hanging on a string so it's falling out. So they gotta make noise with the bells, trying to put the bells back up on the shelf to close the goddamn medicine cabinet. And then watch their stupid looking face when they come back downstairs or whatever from the bathroom. Like, find anything in there you like? Anything of interest? Aspirin? Tylenol? Preparation H? Anal ease? Condoms, extra toothbrush, antibiotics, anything of interest, calamine lotion, cortisone 10, anything, shampoo, conditioner, extra soap, deodorant, toothpaste, bells. Were there any bells? Bells. Okay, Cap says, well, damn. Never heard of that one. Oh, I'm just saying. Nailed it, Omar. You a thief. You are. If you snoop through somebody's shit, if you find some shit that you look, opportunity is what breeds thievery. I was looking for something. I found something. They don't know that I was looking. They don't know that I found it. I got it. They don't know who took it. They can afford to get another one. I got this one. Carol says, I have a code for my other half's phone. I have the code for my other half's phone. I can dig it. Carol also said, and he doesn't need one for mine because I don't lock it. Okay. DK Wright says, Carol, I don't want the code. I can dig it. No, it says, following my intuition has served me well. Between 2 and 4 a.m., somebody's vehicle was spotted where it shouldn't have been. When I went to confront them, they threatened to call the police the next day. I won't say how they figure out how I figured out they were there. Stacey White says, the movie's Daddy's Little Girls, when Gabrielle date went in her medicine cabinet and found her adult toy. Why would you keep in the medicine cabinet? Okay. Yeah, so, you know, the snooping thing. There's so many different ways to snoop. This is bigger than just going in somebody's phone, being left alone in somebody's house, going through their drawers, medicine cabinets, under their bed, searching in pockets, all this. It's bigger than all of that. You know, there have been people who have done full-scale investigations on people. You know, I know people who have bragged about checking people's criminal background checks on people, even credit checks on people. Like, are you serious? What is it about a relationship? Like, if I can't have bad credit and still take you to dinner? Like, no, I don't see how we can go to McCormick and Schmitz if you got a credit score of 450. You mess around and we have to, you mess around and skip out on the bill. We can't, no. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, TK Wright says snooping could be doing background checks. Yeah. Now, some people would say, well, why wouldn't I do a criminal background check on people? How do I know? I shouldn't know if I'm dealing with a rapist or a con man or an identity thief or something like that. Why not? Listen, that man ain't trying to do nothing but take you for a plate of hot wings and get some head. Now, sure, if he forces the head, you're right. You should have done the criminal background check. Kudos to you. But if you know you was giving out head anyway, you just wanted to make sure that you was giving head to a straight shooter. No pun intended. Upside down, you turn me. You give me love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to D, respectfully. Upside down, you turn me. You give me love. TK Wright says, checking someone's public records to see if they have liens against them. Sheesh. See if they have see if they write bad checks. Going through someone's social media correspondences. Wow. Narcel says. If for some reason something is on public record, it's fair game. It's fair game. It is fair game to check it, and that's not a. I still think it's a form of snooping, because the motivation is in the snooper. The motivation, like, did you tell the person, like, listen, you know, that's boom. I think you should know that before I date anybody or start seeing anybody on any type of level, I normally like to do a background check on them. So, just note that before we go get this cheesesteak at Ishka Bibbles, I already had you checked out. Like, what? Ain't nobody gonna date you when they know they already know that you about that kind of life. So, although it is public record, all arrests are public record. It doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong. It just means that it's a public record. Just because something is a public record doesn't mean that it's not private. For example, whether or not you owe taxes on your personal home, that's a public record too. But that's still your fucking business. Am I wrong? Yes, you can check to see if I'm currently paid up on my taxes, because that's public. There's nothing I can do about it. But it's still my business. What are you checking to see if I pay taxes on my home first? Are you going to make a payment? Let me see. Stacey White says, if I have my phone turned right side down, that means I do not want you to go through, go in it. So if you have it right side up, that means you want them to go in it? I don't take my cues from social media. Don't go through none of my shit. If it don't belong to you, keep your hands to yourself. That's all. That's what I think. And that's how I live. You can leave me in your house for a week. I ain't gonna, man, you listen. I ain't even going to find out what your favorite channels are on the TV. But that's me. But see, it's different for me because I'm protected. You know, the God always makes sure that I don't get played by would be predators. But anyway. Yes, Norris, but why is that person checking? Yeah, it's the motivation. He said, I don't understand that, because I tell the person everything they need to know when they with me. If I like you, I can dig it. Carol Chandler says, "What you think they're going to? What you think they're passing counterfeit money?" Shaking my head, but that's what I'm saying. Here he is, you know, balling out at Ruth Chris, and he got like a 400 credit score. He's spending money on me that he should be paying to his creditors. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. No, I still says the TK, right? They may have been seriously, they may have been seriously traumatized by either, traumatized, and they either are being cautious or straight paranoid. Your problem, not mine. Your problem, not mine. Captain Henry says, children are taught not to touch what doesn't belong to you. They are. That's one of the lessons we learned early in our childhood. Don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. Many a ass whooping have been given out for touching what didn't belong. But some of us were stubborn, like, I'm touching it if you ain't looking. Why is that microphone, why is it dangling? I don't know, must be the wind. You got the fan on. TK Wright says, true, Norris. But the next person shouldn't have to bear the weight of their trauma. She also says, do what's necessary on their end and see that they can have more confidence in the choices of people in their life. I know one thing. Not too many people would be appreciative of somebody going through their stuff, regardless of whether they're guilty or not. If you've ever been at work, when they do random drug tests and all that kind of stuff, people hate random drug tests, whether or not they get high or not. It's like, what is it about this job that warrants me having to let you either take my blood or swab my cheek? What for? This ain't no driving job. This is not a job where other people's safety are in jeopardy. Even if I did get high, what's the big deal? And random? What do you mean? Y'all ain't even gonna give me a chance to get clean? You know, all these cats are out here smoking weed. Like, I ain't smoked in 2 weeks. I still came up dirty. With weed, you know it happens. Easily. Takes forever to get that shit out your system. Which, much to their chagrin, means that if it takes that long for weed to get out of your system, guess what? You are still high in some form for that long. You can't tell weed heads that that's the truth, but it is. If it's in your system, that means it's still having an effect on your personality, your behavior, your actions. TK Wright says, thank you, Carol. Omar is acting like he couldn't get the rest of what I was talking. I didn't understand that jibber jabbish. Oh, so. See, what's so? I don't know if you missing, you doing your little Spanglish thing. I don't know. You might be mixing, you know what I mean? You know, you're Chicano, Americano. I don't know. I don't know. Y'all be talking crazy. You know how y'all are in that chat? You get the, you know what I mean? Get the key stroking. Anyway, yeah, most people are not appreciative of somebody going behind their back and checking stuff. Sure, you can have a few laughs about it, like, oh, my God, I'm so used to him or her always checking behind me, blah, blah, blah. They ain't going to find out. I ain't worried about it, blah, blah, blah. But still, you know, nobody dies of a flea bite. Nobody dies of a mosquito bite. But guess what? It's irritating as hell. Very, very irritating. Has anybody ever killed a moth? You know, even when you kill a moth, you make a mess. That's what it's like when you stop somebody from snooping, or when the snooping doesn't go right. Just like when you kill a moth, if you catch a moth with your bare hands, like I normally do, you be like, yo, they really do bad moves. Like if you kill a moth and it's a bunch of lint inside of them, it's crazy. You'd have made a mess. You know, so just like when you catch somebody who's snooping, and even though they didn't find anything with you, it created a messy situation because now you can't trust them because you know that they don't trust you. And the thing that the tactics that they will employ to show you that they don't trust you makes you look at them real sideways. Because if you go behind my back trying to find out what I do, who's to say that you won't do that with my daughter, with my sisters, with my mom, with anybody else in my family that you just happen to have a curiosity about? Well, if he's shady, let me see if he comes from more shade. He comes from shade. They all shady. You shady too, ho. But we don't, you know what I mean. Okay. My bad. Not ho. Tramp. Trick. Skank. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Carmita Salmon. Happy birthday to you. Turning 33 years old today? Okay. I know for a fact that it's really 63, but it's all good. Love is love. And also Chelsea Courtier turning 31 years old today. And also Satmat Faladin. Happy birthday to you. And Tara James Wallace, happy birthday to you. And Snickety Snacks. Shay, happy birthday to you, Snickety Snacks. And KK Williams, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the fundraiser for Alzheimer's Association. And also Sheila Pointer, turning 52 years old today. And Tiffany Queen B. Owens, turning 41 years old today. And my girl Sakina Stewart, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, straight out of Philly, my girl Lynette Jones. Happy birthday to you, Lynette. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. June 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. Wait a minute. I hope that today finds you a good mind, health, good health, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn, to rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, check it out. I mean, you know, that pack cheap game. I mean, you know that. People be snooping. There's a lot of insecurity going on out there. I think, and this is just my opinion, I really believe that social media has done a job on people's suspicions of each other. You know, at no other time in our lives before social media, especially the way that it's set up now, were we able to get as much information about other people as we are now. And that's whether it's random information, good information, bad information, whatever the case may be. We just did not get a chance to meet as many people, get as much information about people, and just have access to as many people as we used to be able to back in the day. You know, if you look at entertainment, before, if you really liked an artist, you might send them a letter, fan mail. They used to get actual fan mail. That people wrote the letter, put the letter in an envelope, sealed the letter, addressed the letter, put a stamp on the letter, took the letter to the post office, mailed the letter, waited for a response back from the letter. Now you just go to their social media page, and whether they are navigating their own page or not, you can, boom, send them a message, instant access, and get all kinds of information that you would have had to wait, that you would have had to have waited to hear from, hear on radio programs, interviews, TV appearances, and maybe even documentaries, things like that. Everything is so instant. We get instant access. And I think it has hindered our ability to get to know a person or to be patient enough to get to know somebody. So we won't have to snoop. We will already know how they are. A lot of times we snoop nowadays because we need to know fast. Before I get involved with this person, I need to know if they are right, if they're right for me. Well, nobody is really right for us right from the beginning. We may think so or feel like it is or whatever, but things are going to play out the way they play out. And I'm thinking, like, we shouldn't be afraid or ashamed or too impatient to get to know each other. Because we talk all of that for a lifetime, till death do us part, and, you know, together forever shit. But we ain't living that. We living for today. We living for right now. And the practices that we are exercising are all for today, instant gratification. All right, if that works for you, that works for you. But represent that. Play that game for real, for real. Stop lying to yourself. and you know, it's hard to lie to yourself. You know what your true motivation is. So you can tell somebody that you only looked in their stuff because of them, and you can deflect and try to put it all on them all you want. But the reality of the situation is that it's you. There's something going on with you that will not allow you to get comfortable, and you're not even willing to wait in order to get comfortable. All right, so that's that. Anyway, love is love, baby. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Ogetimism show, 7 p.m. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And we're going to holler back. You know, we're going to be all right. Just feel secure right now that somebody is snooping on y'all right now. You good? Hey, yo, you good?